Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Gents.
That man.
Generation just, X.
That man who just said gents is my co-host, the co-host, our co-host, the main man. The man, the gent, the skilled, the bent, the went.
I know how to bent.
The kept. Danny.
No. Mm-mm. No, Jason, you're the captain.
No, kept.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain. But you're the captain.
We're both captains. We co-captain this ship, Danny. Neither you nor I are capable. Would you? I know. All right. A little behind the scenes. Danny said just get into it. I was going to let it do the live soon thing. I was going to marinate it, you know, see if anybody joins us last second. No, of course, we, you know what? We don't have to get on that topic again. And Danny's like, no, just start. We're about to start talking about something juicy. But right now, Danny, what's your take on alphas?
Alphas male?
Alpha males.
Oof. I don't know. They just seem like a little egotistical alpha male sometimes. There's a way to be an alpha male, Jason.
So I knew you had an opinion on this.
Yeah, there's a way to be alpha male. Be like a werewolf. Hmm. Or like a wolf. They have an alpha pack. There's somebody who's the alpha, who's a good lead, who leads them to a good trail to find food, who leads them to be survivors. You know?
Right. So, if you're going to be an alpha human male, be more like a wolf?
Be more... Well, I mean, yeah. Send your people to a good trail.
Okay. Because I think this...
Send your people... Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think this whole alpha thing is stupid.
It is pretty... It is pretty much.
Have you seen the Alpha Male Academy?
No.
It is... I don't know if it's real. Granted, it is pretty ridiculous, Danny. The people go to an academy, if this is real, and they have alpha male.
You're training. Right.
I don't even know what to call
yes.
it. Yes, it's ridiculous. They're teaching them how to be assholes and how to be pieces of shit, arrogant, and probably a little bit of ignorance in there too.
Is this all because they're trying to come back? What they call it, wokeness of human beings right now? What's going on with our social environment?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Is this like the Tate? You know, like the Andrew guy Tate. Andrew Tate?
Yeah, it's yes, just, this is more like his Andrew Tate type of stuff. This is the people who listen to Andrew Tate, Joe Rogan, who are obsessed with this whole concept of alpha males and how little it applies to today's world. But they're the ones who obsess over it. Yeah, that's them. That's those type of people who just believe that they have to be the head honcho. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm watching this and I'm like, damn. Not to be just... Jason, to be a man, just be a man. Not an aggressive way. Not doing all this shit that they do. I think I learned that from my grandpa. He's just like, provide for his family if he has to. You know, be respectful. Do things in a good manner. Mm-hmm. How hard is that? Why do you have to go to the beyond of being like an asshole?
I don't know. Do you think it's us also assuming that alpha correlates to asshole? No, it does. I've never met someone who calls himself an alpha and then they're not. They're nice people. They're never really nice. I'm an alpha. Then they're like, kind of jerks about the whole thing. It's kind of weird.
Only egotisticals would call themselves something, a name. Oh, I'm a this person.
LeBron called himself the king, the chosen one, before he made it to the NBA, or as he was making it to the NBA.
That's his ego. I mean, for ego, you can take it as whatever you want, but it can be a good thing at times, but also, you know, it makes you look like an asshole.
Danny, before we got on, thank you. Welcome, everybody. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow us. Add us anywhere you listen to podcasts. If we're not where you listen to podcasts, let us know. We could work on getting us there. catch us live on YouTube some Sunday mornings, not all. Most Sunday mornings.
Look, right now people are pretty like, what the hell? Oh, like, why are they doing a live stream right now? Some people are waking up. I'm like, it's 8:30, 8:40.
Sunday morning tangents. Morning tangents.
The name of our show, that's what it says.
Sunday morning tangents. With a couple of tangents. Anywhere you listen to, watch us on YouTube, blah, blah, blah. We were talking about the Haktua girl. And I read a tweet, Danny, that she was fired from her preschool teaching job. Is it teaching if it's preschool?
I think it is, yeah.
What did they teach them? Did you go to preschool?
No, not here. I went to Guatemala.
That's right, you were what the boy.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you something. Then you're like, let's just record.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as we started pressing and we started talking, pressing the button to go record, and as we started talking, and as I'm filling time now, I don't remember what I was going to ask you.
Oh my God. Well, I can tell you this.
Oh, I got it.
Okay,
but you go first, because I don't want you to...
No, you go first. Go first before you forget.
Ah, shoot. Okay. I was going to ask Danny, do you think these... Okay, a little bit. Let's peel it back a little bit more. Because you said, well, she lost her job, but at least she can now make a career out of this, or a job out of this fame that she's gaining. So my head went to, do you ever think about the streamers, the YouTube famous people... do you think they have a 15-20 year plan? Because who knows where technology, where streaming, where any of it is going to be in that time frame. I mean, Twitch evolved to what it is in a matter of what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Right? Like it evolved pretty significantly. Imagine in another 5 years. A lot of them, like the Kai Cenats, they're going to be able to retire pretty early because he's making a shit ton of money. But how does it age? What are they going to look like when they're 40 years old? Not physically, but what are they going to look like at 40? Are they still streaming? Do they have a career somewhere? Are they going to be consultants? You ever think about that stuff?
Yeah.
It's a long question. I'm sorry.
No. I think the most popular ones, they do. I think the most popular ones, they do have a plan. They might have money, like the Dr. Respect. Well, I don't know if you've seen that, Dr. Respect. Bunch of fake allegations that I don't know if they might be true or not.
That guy's been problematic for a long time now.
Yeah, well, he cut the stream recently because he got a text message or something, apparently. What I've seen on the internet probably is not true at all. But he had to cut the stream, and apparently he's getting allegations that years ago he was texting with a 15-year-old or something like that. So, but Dr. Respect, Ninja, all those big streamers, Kaisen, like you said, Speed, whatever you. I can't hate the fact that I know this.
I show Speed.
I show Speed or something. Yeah. All those guys, I'm pretty sure they have enough money, unless they do stupid stuff, to be surviving and living a good life. Not like, oh my God, a luxury, big. Life, but at least a decent amount of life. They can have a good house, you know, if because they're getting a lot of money, Jason. I don't know how much money you think they're getting. They're getting millions.
Millions. Don't know. I never really look into it, but sometimes Kai Cenats, his streams would pop up just like on little snippets on my Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah.
And just seeing the way he decks out his room is like, oh, you're making money. Did you see his Elden Ring one?
Yes.
That's crazy.
And you saw how he was spending time with Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart, yeah.
And how he went to Kim Kardashian's.
I did not see that, no.
Kim Kardashian's Northwest daughter's birthday party.
I did not see that. What do they pay him?
Yeah.
Like when you get a clown? A clown. I'm not calling him a clown.
Look, Jason, if they pay me millions of dollars to be a clown, I'll go do a clown.
I'll fucking get a red nose right now. I used to have, hold a red nose in my car, drive around with it. The red nose, just some.
You should wear that.
I think it's gone now. I think it started to rip. It's gone.
Look, I think I do. I think they do have a plan. I think they do. They do all have a plan. I think they all, not all of them. I'm not saying all of them. I'm talking about the big streamers. You know, one of my favorite streamers that I think is doing everything what I would, I think what I would do is PewDiePie.
Move to Europe? Wait, where do you
He
go? In
moved to,
Japan.
no, Japan. He has a family. He has a kid. He's like good dad. He does some of the videos now. He's just like hanging out with his wife and kids.
This
He
is the guy
does
who said the
another.
N-word, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is the guy who said that, yeah, the most subscriber YouTuber at one point. I don't know, now I think Mr. Beast beats him now. But yeah, I think he's doing, he has so much money. He's just doing like not extravagant. He's just living a decent life.
Is he technically
You know?
retired now?
No, he's still doing videos.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah. But they're not like they used to be back then.
I never became like a streamer guy. I think we've talked a little bit about it before,
Yeah.
but I think the only ones I tried to keep up with like on a weekly basis was CNanners when I was younger, like in high school. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't know. The concept of being fanboy, fangirls of fan them of streamers is strange to me, or YouTubers. Like it hasn't like I think that shows my age a little bit, honestly. Like because
No.
I don't I'm not gonna view YouTubers, streamers as celebrities the way I know kids these days do view streamers as celebrities. And I'm not say it's wrong or right or anything. I think I just it shows my age, I think. Then I'm like, no, it's just another YouTuber, just YouTubing. We're YouTubers, Danny. Look at us.
We're doing it,
We're doing it
but
exactly. That's why
I
I'm
know what
like.
you mean. I can't sit down and follow a Twitch stream and be like, oh, watching doing something, watching it and doing something. I can't do that. I just watch like snippet videos of it and then I'm like, oh, change to something else.
Do people sit and watch like the entire
Yes.
cuz they stream
Yes.
long hours.
Yes. Yes, Jason.
Damn.
Yes. Some people are there just to so they can do a clip. For example, cut that. You know, clip that, clip that. You know, and people are like clipping in and right away on Twitter and all on X or whatever. And like, yeah, people do that.
It seems like too much, man. I would hate to be a
People.
streamer, man. Because I've heard that if you spend one weekend off, take one weekend off, you lose a lot of followers. Because they want that shit when they want it. They're just gonna move on.
There's some popular streamer, Jason, that you'll be, I feel like you'll be okay with it. His name is Penguinzo. Penguin Zero. I think he's a really popular streamer. But what he does, he watches videos and then he does his opinion on how stupid sometimes people can be. And he has done like a like for example, he reported this streamer because he was getting drunk all the time on stream. Like he was getting blasted on Twitch. I think it was on Twitch or yeah, before. And he called him out. He's saying like the way he was acting because he was like being really aggressive to a woman or something like that. And he actually calls him out. And you should look it up. And he actually does really good. I think he's one of the few ones you really like. Okay, I agree with him what he says because he's just like really stressed. But he's not trying to be an alpha male or nothing like that. He's not trying to be like other people.
Well,
He just says it what it is.
it's not that I don't
Yeah,
relate
but.
to the streamers. I don't know. I think that just form of media
Because
doesn't
there's no
hit.
common sense, Jason. There's no common
I don't
sense.
want to say that either. I don't want to call them out for any of that. I wouldn't
No,
say
Jason.
that. You could say you could by all means,
I'm
Danny.
saying that there's no
Say
common
it.
sense a lot on those. Have you seen the streams that they do? Some people. That's the thing.
Telling you, I don't. Like
Yeah, there's no common sense.
it's just that form of media just doesn't attract me.
That's why if you're a parent, you be careful what the kids are watching because those are the role models that they are taking out right now. They literally are the role models. Like that guy. Oh, what?
There was a video came up on my Twitter, and I think I'm anyways, of this guy streaming, and it looked like he was getting a blowjob, like
Oh,
with a
yeah, I saw him.
guy in front of him, so it was like covering it, and I was like, what's going on here? I was confused because I mean, I could tell what's going on, but I was like, I thought Twitch was really bunkering down on all this. And I was reading the comments, and I was like, yeah, I bet you there's most of them are under 18 years old watching this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's a pretty sad truth, because it probably is a bunch of under 18 year olds watching this sort of thing without the parents' recognition. And it's probably the majority of streamers, especially the popular ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. Like I was telling Denise, is the preteen era of kids here in America is almost non-existent no more.
They gotta go back to the Lizzie McGuire show.
Yes.
Even Stevens.
Yes, all that era is not here no more. Most girls right away they want their makeup, and they start wearing crop top if they can. It's like most teen the guys are literally like they want to jump over to doing adult stuff right away because that's what they see and that's cool. They don't want to do the preteen. It's like preteen is like almost over now.
I'm so
the show, there's no shows like that no more. There is some shows in Nickelodeon, but they're not popular.
Can you imagine having to deal with that as a parent, Danny? Huh, no way, Jose. I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, Jason, just imagine your daughter. She's already like, what, 12, wearing makeup, like, you know?
Or son,
or, you know, the son just be like, Dad, I want to go get a beer or something.
Why'd you have to go with such a macho son? Do you think if I were to ever have a son, Danny, he's going to come out super macho? And he's going to be disappointed in me? Do you think it'll be like in Back to the Future? Imagine, you know, in Back to the Future where what's his name? Shit. Marty. Marty's like a cool guy.
He's
a cute girl. And then he looks at his dad as a nerd.
He's a guy who's all nerd and like...
You think that'll be me with my son? My son comes out all ripped. He's like, what's up, Dad? Why are you such a bitch, Dad? God, you don't even like beer?
No, not at all. Not at all.
If that would have ever happened in another life, I would have been really disappointed in myself as a father.
Well, you can only do so much. What I learned from my people that I'm not a father yet, but what I learned from my family members is like sometimes you can't do much. You can only teach him the good way. If you teach him the good ways, you wouldn't feel bad if they turn, you know, the way they are. You can only be there to help them out.
Let's get out of the serious topics, Danny, because
it's
a bummer. It's a tough way to start. I don't know. We got a live viewer right now. They're in here. Hi. Who is it? Who do you think it is before they comment?
I don't know.
It could be anybody. Danny, have you been watching The Acolyte?
Yeah.
You have been, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We had talked a little bit about it. No spoilers ahead. But I haven't finished it yet. I've been building my Lego set. A little cute Annie.
Hey, look at that.
And honestly, Anakin. Princess Amidala might be my favorite one.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
She looks so cool.
Yeah.
But you can't forget about Jar Jar.
Look at Jar Jar.
Anyways.
He's a Sith Lord.
He's not a Sith Lord. I don't think, Danny, they said anything. Okay, this is going to be minor spoilers for people who have not watched The Acolyte. Danny and I were talking about it. And Danny says Anakin was supposed to be the first person to have been born with.
Well, that was Force. Assumed. That was assumed that we all this time we were assumed that was when George Lucas did it.
I'm glad you clarified because I was gonna say.
I said.
I don't think they said anything about him.
No. I even texted you that.
I don't
assume. Yeah, that assumed that Anakin because this whole time, British George Lucas. That's why he wanted us to believe that little Annie right there.
I bet you George Lucas didn't have the foresight to even think about what Star Wars has turned into.
No.
So he probably didn't really think about it. So anyways, that's all I want to say.
And he's holding.
Because I don't think they say it at all in the movie that he is the first one.
No. We don't even know if it was true or not that he was, but it's just implied. I feel like it was implied. Unless somebody comes in, unless we invite the Star Wars theory guy to come and tell us otherwise.
Who's the Star Wars theory guy?
He's one of the most popular Star Wars streamers.
Oh. See, yeah. You are into streamers, Danny. It's okay.
No, he's not a streamer. He's a YouTuber.
Sometimes, Danny, I get tired of fan theories.
Huh?
Like, I don't
because they never come true.
They never come true. So it's like, what's the point? What's the point?
It's like the remember when Avengers used to come out before when every Avenger movie they would come out and people were like, oh my god, we're gonna see this and this and this and that. This is the theory that's gonna happen with this, and then like something else happens. I'm like,
speaking of, The Boys has gone way off of what you and I had read when we first watched season one, and the big spoiler that you made me read.
Accidentally, by the way, Agent was there accidentally.
That you made me read is this not where they're going at all? Like there was already confirmed. I don't want to say what it is because, well, I guess it doesn't matter if it's not going to happen unless you're reading the comic books.
Unless you're reading the comics,
but Black Noir being clones of Homelander.
I was telling you that to Walter.
Yeah, it's not going to happen at all.
I think we even knew before.
I think the creator of the show just barely said it.
Oh, okay.
I think he just announced
it. I guess he just confirmed it, pretty much.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Which I guess I'm happy about, because that was like a big one that... I'm not sure how I feel. Are you keeping up with the Boys?
I haven't seen this new season. Which, you know the reason why, Jason? It's because they fucking added commercials of fucking no Amazon Prime. I'm like, how? I'm already paying.
I thought it was just commercials in the beginning, though.
Well, I was watching some of the shows, Invisible, by the way. And it has two commercials in the middle. And I was like, why?
It's not that bad.
I haven't seen The Boys. Look, Jason, I hate commercials.
I know, but really two commercials isn't bad, Danny. You could be like, oh, this is a great time to go pee. I don't have to pause it. Or, oh, I'm going to refill my water. It's not that bad. Okay. Maybe it's because I still watch live sports.
Yeah, you probably, yeah.
The concept of
you're used to it.
Commercials is still, it's not a big deal for me.
Yes, you're used to it.
It's not that bad.
It is bad, Jason.
It's one or two commercials.
Even since I was a kid, I was like, I wish I didn't have to watch commercials. That's why I love movies so much.
I felt it more when I was a kid. I remember, I have a vivid memory of the Rugrats. And what are the two twins? Phil and Dale or some shit like that. I don't remember the twins' names. But their favorite part of TV was the commercials. And I was like, what is wrong with these two little babies? They're fucking stupid.
I mean, there's a lot wrong with those little babies, but yeah.
They could talk. I think they were old enough to talk.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Okay. They were like, what, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds?
Talk about alpha males. How about Tommy, huh? That's an alpha male if I've ever seen one. He just takes command.
You call it alpha male when you start adding a title out of it. If you add a title on it, that's no bueno. Well, what's a beta male? Then beta males are like us, who don't want to be alpha male?
A subordinate male animal in a particular group. We're not subordinate. A man tending to assume a passive or subservient role in social or professional situations. See, but I don't think I'm that either.
Okay, Jason, let me ask you this. You remember on the first movie of Planet of the Apes?
Yes, of course.
Where Caesar has to take charge so he can escape with the other apes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was that an alpha male?
That was an alpha male move if I ever seen one. Speaking of alphas, Rocket, look, all praise to Rocket. Rocket doesn't get enough recognition that he deserves. Do you remember when he's up there and he's like laying down on his side? He's getting fed by Huevo who's feeding him.
Yeah.
He's chilling there, and then he's clearly the alpha in the place. And Caesar recognizes it, and he's like, "All right, if I get Rocket, I get the place." Like that's what he needed, and he got it. But Rocket, unsung hero of the trilogy. All right, I need you to know this. He followed him. He basically said, "You got me, bro. You could take lead of this place. Let's see where you lead us." He gave him that pathway. So shout out to Rocket. Shout out to Maurice. No, you're way off there, Danny. Apes together strong. Thank you for bringing that up, Danny, because I don't think we've talked about Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
No,
I don't think we have.
No,
because you watched it, right?
Oh, Jason. Yes. I liked it. Look, I liked it. I don't know what people thought about it. I liked it. I think there was some stuff that I'm like, eh. But overall, are you kidding me? Apes with fucking eagles, Jason? Or hawks? Is it hawks or eagles? Hawks, right?
Yeah.
Using hawks freaking as their pets, but also like their weapons. That was one of the coolest shit ever, to be honest, if I say so myself.
There was so much really cool world building and I don't know if there's a term for it, but passive lore is what comes to my mind, because they're not going to hit you over the head with what's going on, but you could tell what's going on, and it's building the universe into what it could be. I assumed, Danny, that this was going to be like the original Planet of the Apes in the way the story is told.
Yeah, it kind it's going of that is. Way. It's going that way.
It feels like it kind of is, but a little different than the original. But I like that. Kingdom is actually doing pretty well. Like, it got a good amount of money. They're definitely going to continue building out this universe. Are speaking more highly on it than I was expecting.
Yeah.
I thought people were going to be kind of shied away from it. I thought it had a lot of action that I could have done without, if I'm being honest, Danny. I think that helped the common audience who isn't already like big Planet of the Apes fans. No, like, because there's a lot of people who aren't super into Planet of the Apes
for the Planet of the Apes. Yeah,
there's a lot of people. And they're messing up. Like, I don't know what they're doing with their life. Because this is very impactful storytelling, very impactful and meaningful storytelling. Okay, Danny. Anyways,
you know,
I don't think, what's his name, Raka? I'm starting to think Raka's not dead. He's the orangutan who goes down the river. Spoilers. Whoops. Spoilers. Yeah, it's okay, though. It's okay. But what a character. I loved that character so much.
Today. Yes. Raka was amazing. He was like the embodiment of what Caesar was trying to preach. He was literally what an ape should be. Yeah. You know? No greed. That's the thing about humans got to the way they are. It gets greed. And he's like in sorrow. And he starts to teach him, like, you know, don't be like that. Just be strong. Be follow the Caesar path. And now we see, it's so cool because now we see how Caesar, they see him like Jesus. He's their Jesus.
He's alive. Like, everybody's alive.
He's got alive. So I feel like that's a pretty cool concept of like, okay, now, yeah, we know, we've seen it from those three movies, and now we understand this is Caesar's Jesus now, and I'm thinking, and damn, that's how people are gonna remember me now.
It's so fun the way they did it too, because it's kind of. It is kind of like a religious undertone there of how a leader's words, a leader's teachings can get so misconstrued and misaligned with what they were actually thinking after so many years. Because I think this was 100 or 300 years later. I can't remember exactly. Proximus Caesar was like the complete opposite. He was basically Koba type of mindset of like, screw all humans and we're going to enslave them. He was basically Koba. But if you do, like, I can see how he can misconstrue Caesar's words and Caesar's mindset.
He was using a different, he was using it for his advantage.
Yeah. Because he was still saying apes together strong, which if after so many years, you could obviously interpret that as, oh, apes, they got to stick together and fight everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why Raka was amazing. And that's why, you know what? Big shout out to the main character too. What's his name? Olive? I can't remember his name.
The girl?
No, the main guy. The main ape in this one.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Shout out to him too, because I thought they used him different than what I was expecting. Noah.
Yes. And you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. Jason, when I was thinking of this, I know the writers, they're like, Noah's Ark. Noah. Because he's leading them. Jason, there's a ship. His name is Noah. It's like the ship already landed. Mm-hmm. And then he's trying to get the people out of it, of that land.
I don't even think about forward. It. But maybe. This is full spoilers, by the way, for those who haven't seen Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
But yes, with Noah, it wasn't like right away. Oh, he's the Caesar. He's the new Caesar. No. He's not a Caesar. I mean, he's almost there because he also ha he's an ape who wasn't he didn't grow up with humans, so it's different. But
He would
the
never
way
be
he
Caesar. No shade to
no
Noah.
no 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 no.
No
But the
shade to
last
Noah.
scene, Jason, the last
Oh,
scene,
which one? Wait, which one?
the last scene when the girl comes back and she
Okay.
has her hand in the back.
Danny.
Oh, that scene, Jason, and that scene, I'm like, and this is why we're gonna have like the writers. They knew this shit. They know whoever wrote this.
Okay.
Well, props to you because.
So spoilers to the movies from the 70s. So if you haven't seen it, that's your fault at this point. But in Battle for the Planet of the Apes, it's apes versus apes. It is basically the gorillas versus the rest of the apes. I think, Danny, I think these movies are going to go towards that trend of like, where does it go? Planet of the Apes, then not Escape. I forget the release now at the top of my head. I think it goes Escape, but then blah blah blah. Beneath, no, it goes Planet of the Apes, Beneath, then Escape, then Conquest, then Battle. So I think this is all gearing up to do Beneath of the Planet of the Apes, that sort of mindset, because they find everybody under the bunkers and they're doing their satellite stuff. Then it's
Put
going to
you
get
there, yeah.
into Escape. Who knows who's escaping? Blah blah blah. But in Battle for the Planet of the Apes, it's apes versus apes. This is going to be, I think, humans versus apes. This is going to be very conflicting for us audience because it's going to be like, May, you know what? You got some points. You got some points. You want to get the humans back to where they were. But Noah, you got some points too. Like, who do we choose? And they're obviously going to end up fighting against each other. And it's going to be very conflicting.
They're gonna be in the respect of the top honchos. He's gonna be the king. She's gonna be like the commander.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, Jason, and they're gonna be like, I don't know how they're gonna end it. It could be a draw because nobody's gonna win at the end, or it can be like the apes finally take over the world, finally.
Well, I mean, they basically
Yeah.
have at this point. Like
They have
this.
it, but there's still humans who are still, in the bunkers.
There's so much, and there's also fan theories that they look into the telescope and they're like so amazed by it, but it's so unsure if they're amazed by just seeing the stars that much closer or if they see like somebody
The
crashing.
spaceship.
Yeah, because
Yes, from I was the
Oliver
name. What's the
Charles
name
Heston,
of? Yes.
Charles Heston landing on there. The shout out to Bright Eyes. In the original, and then Mark Wahlberg's
I
piece of
think
shit
that's what's
character.
gonna happen, Jason. It's gonna happen one of those movies. I feel like
It's
that's what's
just
gonna happen.
weird that it would have taken this long, because they he looks at
They could
it,
explain it.
he looks at it, and then days after, they look at it again, and it's like, whoa, what is that? And maybe it's just something like revolving or yeah, revolving around. Yeah, that shit. I got excited. I didn't love it, Danny. Like it wasn't like my
It's a setup,
favorite.
Jason. It's a setup movie.
It's a great setup. It was, I was highly entertained throughout the whole movie. I did like it a lot. Didn't love it. I don't know where it lands in my rankings yet. But it's probably maybe third. No, just kidding. I really like some of those originals. You gotta watch them, Danny.
Well, I seen the original. This is long ass time ago.
You
I
gotta
do remember only
rewatch them.
parts and pieces.
No, you
Yeah, I
gotta
gotta
rewatch
watch
them.
it
You
more.
gotta rewatch them. You gotta reach. The only really bad one was the second one, Beneath the Planet of the Apes. But you'll get there. You'll get there. This is
But
exciting, though.
Jason,
This is what gets me excited.
this is a good no, this is a good year for me because Furiosa. Just change
I
it up
love
on the
that
topic.
pronunciation.
Furiosa.
Furiosa!
Jason, it blew me away.
Really?
Oh, Jason. Oh man. This is George Miller, man. George Miller. Doing Happy Feet.
It was strange when I was looking at his filmography, and I was like, "Oh shit, that's right, he did Happy Feet."
He did Happy Feet. But Furiosa, just quick, and man, that movie was so cool. That movie was so cool, and also I can see why Hideo Kojima, one of the greatest game developers,
Debatable.
alpha male for sure. He's like wants him to be because I can see him doing the guy, what's his name, the who teaches Furiosa? I don't
Yeah,
know the
I'm not gonna
actor's
remember
name.
his name.
Anyways, that guy could literally be Naked Snake or Solid, Solid Snake, Snake or whatever edition. And
Old
he can
Snake
be either
Eyes.
Or. And I'm like, I'll be okay with it because that guy was so good. The movie was so good. Chris Hemsworth.
He killed it. He was good. He was really good, yeah.
He was great performance. You know that accent that he did? He was from his grandpa, apparently.
His accent?
From his, oh. Yeah, the Australian accent.
You know, it never clicked in my head that they were in Australia this whole time.
And oh, you never seen the old ones?
I have. I didn't know it was in Australia.
Yeah.
And it probably should have clicked in my head when it was like Mel Gibson using his actual accent. And I was like, oh, they must be
in Australia. Wait, Mel Gibson is Australian?
Mel Gibson is Australian, yes.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Australian.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, I was watching this, and I saw I watched his other movie, the movie he came out before, 3,000 Years of Longing, with Idris Elba and Tilda Swinton, in the theater. And it was a snooze fest. Very boring movie.
Cool. Yeah, you told me about it. You told me not to watch it.
I wouldn't watch it again, ever.
Yeah.
Cool camera tricks. Interesting dialogue sometimes, not always. But he used a lot of the same type of camera tricks, camera angles and things like that. And the storytelling was very similar as well, the way that he broke things up.
That's his style.
Yeah, it's a new style, though, because he didn't do that in Fury Road. He doesn't do that in Happy Feet. Or, like, I think it feels like he used 3,000 Years of Longing as an experimental film on how to create his new way of storytelling and making movies. And it was interesting, and it was way better in Furiosa. Like, it was so much better the way he did
because
all that.
Because of the action? Do you think because of the action?
No, I think it was just more cohesive. I mean, it was... maybe it was because of the action. Maybe it was because it was actually interesting stuff going on throughout each chapter. And in, I think, if I remember correctly, I think in 3,000 Years of Longing, he did kind of chapters like that as well. But things just were not happening. I don't know. It's supposed to be a cautionary tale, 3,000 Years of Longing, that maybe it just went over my head, but it was boring either way. Anyways, it was really cool to see it in Furiosa, and they did, yeah, it was really cool. Shout out to Anya Taylor-Joy as well, Denny.
She did a great job.
She's great. She's always great. Shout out to Anya Taylor-Joy.
She has good skills in acting. She's going to go far.
Shout out to the Latinos. Do you think we could consider Argentines Latinos? Because they're kind of like...
No, Jason. The Nazis went over there. You know, they've been like a little bit. They have a oof pass. They consider themselves the Italians of the Latin America. So
that's what I'm saying. Like Argentines are kind of a little bit big headed. Yeah, big head. They got a big head.
Yeah. But just to keep moving, Jason. I like it before. Furiosa, great movie. Go watch it. If George Miller, he has the potential to be doing this with other movies. But I feel like the reason why this one worked is because he already had a setup. He already had a story to follow. You know, his story that he did, you know, earlier with Fury Road.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a little pieces that he adds, you know, like, oh, because of this part. This is the reason. And we show Mad Max, you know, standing there, like the iconic pose.
Yeah.
The other Mad Max movies.
Yeah. And it was, right? Like, in the middle of the movie?
It was.
And I was like, is that him?
Yeah.
But you're right. I wasn't positive he was doing that to show that it's him, but that's exactly how I think the second one starts off like that. And then Fury Road also starts off like that, I think.
Yes. Well,
Fury
Road,
for sure. I just can't remember if Mad Max 2 starts off with the same sort of... You're talking about when he has his boot, and then he crushes the
lizard. Yes.
I saw Thunderdome, Enter the Thunderdome for the first time, or whatever it's called. Terrible movie. Not good. Not good.
No, they're not good.
Yeah, not good. Mad Max 2 is good.
Mad Max 1, I don't remember that one.
It's fine. Mad Max 2 is clearly a better one, but shout out to Anya Taylor-Joy again.
Those movies... Furiosa, man, Furiosa, I want to watch it again. I want to watch it in IMAX.
Oh,
that was really good.
We watched it in IMAX. It was loud. The colors, his colors are just so good.
Yes.
Like, you have to watch these movies in the theater.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, did he write a book about this? Sorry, Jason, to cut you up.
I don't know. Who?
Because on Mad Max the game, there's a lot of parts that it shows in the game which the game came out after the movie, 2015. And the game is really good, by the way. $5, you can buy that game on Steam or whatever. That game is really good. There's a part where there's a character that he looks like one, the guy on the game who helps you repair everything. I forget his name. Chop or whatever. I forgot his name. But he repairs everything. And there's a character in the movie that looks like him. And he's like a repairer. And like, yeah, it was kind of weird.
You know what was... what's his name? I can't remember his name. The head honcho for the Chrome people. He had his son.
His name too.
He had his son, Broctus, and then the other guy.
I was like,
I was assuming they were going to show him die because we don't see him in Fury Road.
We don't. No, we don't. So
but we don't see him. We don't see anything that happens with him.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing too because he was like, oh, that's not him, right? Because I was thinking like, no, he looks different. That's probably his older brother.
Yeah, that was a different character that was not in Fury Road.
Maybe he died. Like, I don't know.
Anyways, good stuff. It was really good stuff. I liked it. We'll see if that guy ends up being Solid Snake. But Danny,
oh my god, man.
You gathered us here together on this fine morning of June 23rd. It's a warm one here in sunny Southern California. 9:15 a.m. It looks like it's about 85 degrees sunny. It's hot.
Damn, 85 already?
You god wanted damn. To talk about Adam Sandler.
Oh, because we watched yesterday Spaceman. Have you seen it yet?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you haven't seen the Adam Sandler Netflix movie?
Mm-mm.
Wow, Jason. I can talk about it that much now. All I'm going to say, though, that because I want you to watch it, just watch it. And it's Adam Sandler exploring his other, ways he can do acting. And I feel like this one, it had potential, but it was just really, like, emotional. And really, like, pretty cool to watch it, to ask yourself, what's the purpose of life?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it had vibes of one of our favorite movies of all time, Interstellar.
Huh.
Because you like it too, no, don't you?
Yeah, big fan.
So
spiders.
Adam Sandler is. I don't know. That was a really. You haven't seen Spaceman? I haven't seen anything about it.
I'm tired of Adam Sandler.
Okay.
I've been tired of Adam Sandler for a little bit now.
Look, I live with somebody who.
Yeah.
I live with a Adam Sandler fan, so.
She's a fanatic.
She's a fanatic.
I like Adam Sandler. He's fine. Okay, no, on a serious note,
what's the purpose?
I'm okay, tired let me of Adam Sandler.
Okay, let me just tell you then. Spoilers ahead.
Wait, I might end up watching this. You never know.
Okay, just watch it.
I might. Okay, so Uncut Gems, obviously, he was great in it. I think people were exaggerating. He was a great performance, but I think people were just surprised that he could act the way he did.
Yeah,
I don't think it was like Oscar. I don't think it was Oscar worthy, as they were saying. Maybe for a nomination. I wouldn't be upset about that, Danny. I don't remember if he was nominated for an Oscar, but I think people were exaggerating. So he was good in that. But Danny, I can't name the last comedy movie that I liked by him.
He hasn't made okay, Jason said that I know. He made a couple of them where he dressed up as his sister. He has a sister.
Yeah.
And she's like,
what about that one, Danny?
Undateable.
Yeah. No, I remember this, where he plays his sister. He plays himself and his sister. Yeah.
That's the last one I saw. That
you saw that one, huh?
Denise.
Okay. Denise. So he has Spaceman. He has one called Leo, where he voices Leo. He has one, You Are Not Invited by the Bat Mitzvah, to my Bat Mitzvah. Murder Mystery 2, Hustle, Hubie Halloween. Oh, yeah.
Hubie Halloween, that's another one that I saw.
Home, I don't know that. Murder Mystery again. Oh, the first one, Hotel Transylvania. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Danny. I just, the Ridiculous Six, Sandy Wexler, the Do-Over.
Look, Jason, look, Adam Sandler.
Jack in Jail.
At this point, Adam Sandler is right now, I'm pretty sure, I want to invite him to our chat, Jason. I want to invite him. I want to talk to him. He's not joining us. Hey, Adam Sandler. Look, you want to join us for, I can see him being one of those guys who'd be like, okay.
He does not want to join us in this.
Jason.
The last comedy movie I saw by Adam Sandler is Grown Ups 2, 2013. I think that's when I said, nah, I'm good here. Before that was That's My Boy, and I was good there too.
That's My Boy. By the way, you're not so invited to a bar mitzvah. That's with his daughters. Because her daughter started doing...
That's right.
Yeah, acting. So she's been popping up and, you know... And then, like I said, Spaceman, it's just a cool concept. I can't say about it. That's the only thing about it that is the cool concept about this, that whoever wrote this was, okay, there, it makes sense now. Because it makes sense now then. Because whoever wrote this book, I know for sure, Jason, I know for sure they were high on acid or high on something. But they were just questioning one moment their purpose in life.
Half a year into a solo mission on the edge of the solar system, an astronaut concerned with the state of his life back on Earth is helped by an ancient creature he discovers in the bowels of his ship. Interesting. You ever seen Moon?
Yeah.
The first part reminded me of that, on a solo mission. But I guess technically that wasn't too solo.
Moon, what a great, when you find out. One of the best, I think, I'm not going to spoil it, but one of the best revelations of that, the reason why he's over there and what happens is pretty cool.
Do you consider, I've heard this is a people talk about this, of saying that when you say something, Adam can make any movie and I will watch it, Denise says. I like that. Shout out to Denise.
It will.
I believe it. People say that if you say a movie has a twist, that's already a spoiler.
You're right. No, you
agree with that?
Right. Yes. Because then you're expecting it. When is the twist?
I feel like we should recommend each other a movie that has a twist and see if that ruined our experience at all.
Or
have you ever? Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Or you recommend two movies, and you say one of them has a twist, and the other one doesn't have a twist.
But if you watch the one that has a twist first, you already know the next one doesn't have a twist. What about two of the three? Two of the three movies here have a twist.
Yeah.
One of them does not? We trick each other. Two of the three have a twist. Plot twist, all three have a twist. Now I probably should have just kept that in my back pocket so I could
You fucked it up already.
Okay. How about this? Four of the five movies have a plot twist, but plot twist, Danny, all five do. I did it again.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
But do you think, what is your favorite plot twist movie? By the way, speaking of plot twists, have you seen the trailer for that new M. Night Shyamalan movie? The one with Josh Hartnett? No?
No.
Okay, so the trailer actually got me a little bit because...
What's it called?
I can't remember what it's called, but he takes his daughter to a concert, and she's like, oh my God, it's the best concert ever. It's the type of writing that M. Night Shyamalan does, where he's like, he still doesn't know how people talk in real life. Then you're like, oh no, the police are shutting this whole place down. They're like, yeah, it's a sting operation. They're looking for the killer. And Josh Hartnett looks at his phone, and he has somebody tied up in his basement, and is like, oh, he's the killer. So what's the twist?
Trap. Yes, Trap. I thought this actor died, by the way.
Oh, he's made a come up. He's back.
No, I know, but I thought he died.
Oh, you thought he legitimately died.
Like, he literally died. The last movie I saw for him was 40 Days. No. Not 40 Nights, whatever.
Oh, 30
The
Days and
vampire
30
one.
Nights. Trap. 30 days and 30 nights, I believe.
Yeah, and I remember watching also 40 Days.
Oh.
That one where he can't have sex.
Yeah.
And like I was just thinking, I'm like, why was he sweating so much? Because I was a kid when I watched that. I didn't understand the concept that he was fucking going through blue balls. Blue balls.
Yeah. Why are you saying it like that?
Because I didn't know the concept of that. I was just like, okay, why is he sweating? Why is he doing that?
Just
And
release,
I'm like,
dude.
yeah, I'm like, but I didn't know that he needed to, expel stuff.
We watched some raunchy movies when we were kids, anyway.
Oh, are you kidding me? Before we move on though, because we have to get out pretty soon. But on the most I would say twist is from Night Shyamalan. I was gonna Village. I
Oh,
shouldn't
I
even
didn't
say
like
that.
that
It's
one.
fun. I like that one too.
I liked everything before the twist. I didn't like what was actually
The
going
twist was.
down. Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like it. It didn't ruin the movie for me, but I probably won't watch that movie again. Because I
I
hadn't
liked
watched it
it.
when it came out. I was still too scared. I was too would it come out like in 06 or something like that? Yeah, I was still a little scaredy cat. So I've watched it for the first time when I grew older above and I was like, oh no, like that's it, that's what it's going to be. I don't like that. I didn't love
Okay,
that.
okay.
But I mean, I but I
That's for
did like the
me.
rest of it. I liked the everything else was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Everything else I liked. I liked that it was still, I like the setting. We don't get enough Amish settings.
No, it was a good setting.
It was a good setting.
That's one of them, Jason. And the other one, I would say, I don't want to spoil it too much, but I feel like the
Say
other
it.
one for me.
Say it.
I
You're
don't know.
so off
It's
camera right
just.
now. There you go.
Yeah. Sorry, sorry.
You're good.
It's the setting, though. It's just the second one. I don't know if I should say it, Jason.
Say it.
I'm not gonna keep it, but for sure,
Say it.
Village for sure. Jason,
What is.
Village,
No, what was the
huh?
one you were gonna say?
But I'm conflicted because there's two now. I would say because, for example, Moon was really good, but that wasn't like one that I was like, oh, I'm thinking of that one. Old Boy.
Plot twist. I just
Yeah,
recently
there's a
watched that
plot
movie
to it.
for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
With
rewatched
the
it like a week ago.
original or the one
The
with
original. Don't
Rush?
stop it. I'm not gonna watch the Josh Brolin one. Stop it.
People were like, oh my God, this movie's so good. I'm like, that's not the original, right?
Dude,
That's
that
not the original.
the hallway scene is still so good. It's still so damn good. Ugh, such a good movie. Wait, you, Danny, which movie were you gonna say?
No, I forgot, Jason.
No, you. I'll
I
throw on
did
mine. I'll throw
forgot.
one of mine. One of mine is The Prestige.
Oh, that's a good one.
The
That's a good
Prestige
one.
was like I.
That's a good one.
Dana had a thing for a little bit where she was really good at guessing endings. Like she guessed, I maybe it was me being me just not connecting, but she had already known that the in The Dark Knight Rises, that the one who escaped the tunnel was Talia. She was like, oh, that's her. And I was like, what? No, that's Bane. Obviously, it's Bane in my head. And then
And
she
then
was
you're
right. And I was
like,
like, wow. So she went a little through a stint where she would be really good at guessing the endings of movies. And I was like, man, I wish you would watch The Prestige. She's not going to watch The Prestige at this point, just in spite of me. To
I
spite
feel like
me.
that's what they need with Interstellar.
I don't know why they do this.
I don't know, but
To spite me,
okay,
she's not gonna watch The Prestige, and also because it's magicians, she's like, I don't want to watch magicians. I'm like, they're not
it's so
magicians,
cool.
they're illusionists.
Illusionist. It's so cool. That movie is so cool, to be honest. I'm gonna watch it again, Jason.
I
By the
think I might
way,
too. Yeah,
honorable mentions, Shadow Island. I remember going watching with the Kendrick
where's
in the
thoughts?
movie, and then I was I, look. It was just, I was like, oh my God, By the way, this is a big ass spoilers over here. We're like spoiling everything. Spoiler alert, he's crazy.
Who?
So that's it. And then Shutter Island.
He's the one
yeah.
That's one that got spoiled to me before I watched the movie.
I did not see that's not the point
for me. But I thought that movie was overhyped for me. I hadn't watched it in theaters. I hadn't watched it until after.
It was a little overhyped, yes.
It was overhyped for me. So I was like, this is fine. It wasn't, you know, it's not Martin Scorsese's finest work. But it was good. It was
alright. I would say, okay, Jason. My number one, I would say 7.
Plot twist?
It's not really a plot twist, but it's just that the finding out.
Yeah. A turn of events.
That turn of events was so, I was like, fuck. I even watched this recently. I've never seen this before. That movie, I saw it last year. I was like, yes. I haven't seen it because I was seeing like, what's in the box? Meme all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let me watch this movie. And I was like, darker than I thought.
So good.
It looked like a Max Payne. Like the video game Max Payne.
Yeah.
But in a movie. And then the finding out what in the box is. It's one of the, I was like, fuck.
Damn, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
By the way, so, the Prestige one, I don't think is a spoiler. Because you're not going to guess what's going on. Like, I could tell you there's a twist, but then it's like a roller coaster because it's like you're still not going to.
It's an illusion.
But he, I don't want to say too much. Not only with one of the characters.
I don't think Denise has seen it. I want Denise to watch it with me because I want to watch it again, Jason, to be honest.
You guys should watch it. It's fun.
I want to watch it again.
It's a good one. When everything starts to connect and everything's, and then you're like, oh, how did I not see that coming? That's what I love. I love when they make you think like that. When they're like, I should have fucking known. Like, it was right there, right in front of your face the whole time.
Like, Get Out.
That one was good. Yeah, that's a fun little twist.
That was, yeah, like, breakout. Get Out. Yeah.
What a breakout performance by who, gentleman who's escaping my head right now, but.
There's a reason why he likes to work with him. What's the name of the actor? God damn it, Jason.
I can't remember.
Fuck.
I love a good twist in a movie. But it's got to be good. It's got to be good. Yeah. Unlike The Mist. I didn't like The Mist twist.
The Happening.
But people loved it. Oh my God, Danny.
Hey, that was a twist, man. That was a twist.
It wasn't a good one. And I think that the landing of the twist is really important because a lot of people like the twist at the end of The Mist. I wasn't fucking with it at all. But I should rewatch it. Oh. Do you remember?
It was the freaking tentacles or whatever. Was it some type of alien?
I guess it depends what you consider the twist. But full spoilers for the movie that came out in like 2000 something. But he's with his family. They have a revolver. There's like 5 bullets or something. Everybody, he shoots everybody, his family. And then it's down to him. And he's like, oh no. Now it's time to kill myself. Then the rescue comes like 5 seconds after.
Yes.
And then he's like, oh my God, my family's dead and now we're safe.
Yeah, he fucked up. If he was just waiting a little bit.
Thomas Jane, shout out to the Punisher. Yeah.
He fucked up that one. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, I didn't like that one either. Yeah. I didn't like that one either. Happening was still the worst, though. Terrible. I watched Madam Web, Danny, yesterday. I know we're hitting here at the end of our episode.
Yeah, why?
All right, so this shit wasn't good. It wasn't good.
I saw 15 minutes of that movie, Jason, and
you should have just finished it at that point.
No, I'm okay. Same thing as Venom 2, which, by the way, I have to go watch Venom 2.
I fell asleep through Morbius, I fell asleep through Venom 2, and I fell asleep through Madam Web. I knocked
Who's out. Who's writing this? Who's approving this stuff?
Mr. Marvel or something. I don't know. Plot twist. We're ending our episode here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Tangents.
Plot twist, I'm an alpha male.
Oh, wow. Sorry, you two take the... If you want to finish this out, go ahead. I'm just going to be subservient to you.
No, I'm going to let you finish it for me.
That's real alpha shit right there, dog. I'll finish you off so good. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that follow button. Click the bell so you could get notified every time we go live on YouTube. Because we like
we go in the morning. Just wake up early on Sunday,
it's Sunday morning.
Just wake up early.
Seven, eight times out of 10, we will be on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
So, you know, catch us. Catch us there. Catch us there on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you'll catch that gentleman over there, the nice hair, the nice beard, cute lips.
That's you. That's you.
Eyes that I melt into. Look at him, look at his lips. If you're not watching this, go live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. Yeah, do all that mumbo jumbo. Catch us anywhere you listen to podcasts. For now, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope you had a wonderful week. We will see you next week. Tangerines, this has been
Sunday Morning
Tangents with a couple of tan
gents.
Good night and good morning.